Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a fascinating guest today. If you are, as I am always, looking for ways to become educated about alternative forms of medicine, and if you, as I have, always had a curiosity about ancient medicine, ancient Chinese medicine, then my guest today is really going to be a man you're going to want to know more about. Joel Harvey Schreck is my guest. His wonderful book is titled A Patient's Guide to Chinese Medicine, and it's also Dr. Shin's Handbook of Herbs and Acupuncture. I hope you don't mind me calling you Joel.
Oh, that's fine, Donna.
Wonderful. It has been just an absolute joy, not just to be able to go through this book of yours, but also to be able to share it with people. Before we went on air, I told you I was in Alaska on a business trip, and I had the information with me about your book, and people were so fascinated. Why do you think Chinese medicine is such a factor with us in the West? We're so intrigued with it, and yet we don't know all that much about it.
Well, it's very different from medicine in the West, from Western medicine, and Western medicine is very dominating in our lives, and that particular worldview is kind of large. So, the Chinese people have never done much to promote Chinese medicine. In China, we know that they may take American ideas and American concepts, but they're kind of reticent about some of the aspects of their own culture, including medicine. So you won't find very many advertisements or promotions for Chinese medicine. It's just simply not in the character to do that.
The little bit that I know about the interaction many, many years ago between the Western culture and the Eastern culture was a lot of fear. And when I think of historically what Western medicine has gone through, typically after wars, there have been great strides made towards surgery and in other areas. There's a great deal of skill and expertise. But the Chinese medicine, there was a long, long period that they went through evaluations. Now, there was a time they didn't understand the danger of mercury. They didn't understand many things. But yet there is such wisdom in a lot of their treatments. Tell us about some of the processes that they go through to make an evaluation, because in today's world, if someone is really well-schooled, a physical exam is quite intense.
Well, first of all, I have to disagree with you about their not understanding certain things like mercury. Mercury is a substance that's actually used in traditional Chinese medicine medically, and if you study the way it's used, you understand that the Chinese had a great respect and understood its toxicity. It could only be used in very small amounts for very short periods of time. It was never used on pregnant women or children. So I think the Chinese are have a long history of understanding these substances that we may not give them credit for in the West. Chinese medical diagnosis is entirely different from what you'd find in the West. The basis of a Chinese diagnosis is something that we call the four examinations. And the examination has to do with what the practitioner can perceive about the patient through the senses, through listening to the patient, through looking at the patient, to smelling or asking questions about odors of the patient, and for feeling the pulse of the patient and for sometimes feeling areas of the body. So it's an examination that's based on the senses rather than based on laboratory tests or the like. And when you go to a practitioner of Chinese medicine, you can expect a totally different kind of examination, different questions to be asked, and it's an entirely different relationship than you'd expect with your own doctor.
Now, I do want to let those of you listening know that Joel Harvey Schreck, he's also known as Dr. Shen, and he is a licensed acupuncturist, and he's been in practice for well over 20 years, and has involved, you know, been involved with thousands and thousands of people, and he's also served as the adjunct faculty member at the Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine College. So this book that he put together, A Patient's Guide to Chinese Medicine, he's done a wonderful job about writing it in a way that enables you as a layperson to be able to utilize it. And I would like you to give a little bit of your background, Joel, about how you got involved in Chinese medicine. What prompted you to take this unique avenue?
Well, I had seen the effect of it a number of times in my life, and I my first contact with it was when my wife Betty was ill, which had low back pain and was just terrible. It was at the birth of our son, she wasn't allowed to breastfeed because she had to take these pain medicines. So a friend suggested that she try acupuncture, and she did, and she went in with pain, and she went out without pain. And a few years later, she had a sequence of treatments, and it totally cured her back pain. I had had an experience with it for my neck pain, which it was totally relieved with a single acupuncture needle. Plus, and since that time, I've seen so many cures and healings that just didn't seem possible. But they really were possible because this medicine is actually very advanced. In many ways, it's far more advanced than Western medicine and far more sophisticated. So I got involved after seeing all these experiences, and then one day I'd reached the pinnacle. I thought I had reached the pinnacle of my career. I had been promoted to a vice president of a software company, and the following week the software company went out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
And so here I was, not young anymore, and out of work, and I had all these experiences with Chinese medicine, and the acupuncturist who I had seen told me about a school for Chinese medicine, and I tried a few courses there, and I found that I felt that I was made for this, that this was something that my life was meant, that I was meant to do,
mm-hmm.
and so I did it. And there's more details on this in the book.
Oh, yes, a lot more detail. But I like the way that you put it together, because someone can read it, and your language and your expression of communication and information is very, very easy to understand. Now, I found one perspective very, very valuable, very interesting, and that is the practitioners of Chinese medicine have a different approach than those in Western medicine. The practitioner of the medicine expects the patient to be the teacher. And the reason being is they say no one knows what you're feeling except you. And then according to Chinese medicine theory, nobody can heal you but yourself. And I thought, this is a mind-body connection if ever there was one. And it's a great way to look at it. I think that there is this change that's occurring in Western medicine where there is going to have to be more and more training like this, where they have to spend time with a patient. Because you do need to ask questions. You need to be able to really evaluate a lot of things that go on. Sometimes there's tremendous emotional stress, or there are things that people will say, well, if I don't have a pain, there's nothing wrong, but there might be something else that's going on. But the aspect of wellness that we're starting to go towards in this country, the attitude of being well, looking at that first, keeping ourselves well, instead of waiting until we're sick to do something, I think is a very complementary to Chinese medicine in theory.
Absolutely. And being well, according to Chinese medicine, means living in harmony with nature, a concept which we're just beginning to learn about now. And that has to do with, first of all, understanding nature, understanding the cycles of nature. And by understanding these cycles in nature, we can understand better how to behave in nature to keep healthy. Someone who understands a cycle in nature, like a night and day, for example, and behaves in accordance with it, in other words, goes to sleep at night and gets up and works during the day, is apt to be healthier than a person who ignores this and stays up all night and sleeps during the daytime. That's just one example. There are many cycles and many things in nature that we can adjust and harmonize our lives with.
Oh, I agree. Now, I'll tell you, when I was flying in on the plane last night, I was just hearing this hacking and coughing and sneezing, and I thought, goodness gracious, we've got all kinds of people that are suffering from the old-fashioned cold. And, of course, anybody who's done any traveling will say, oh, yes, that's the worst place in the world to be is on a plane. When you have sick kids, you have parents that are sick, and you're in this confined environment, and there's no real fresh air. Now, you talk about the Yin Jiao or the Gan Miao Ling. And tell us about this. I had no idea that the Chinese had a cold remedy.
The Chinese have the most advanced and most sophisticated cold remedies on Earth. Chinese cold remedies are vastly superior, work quickly, work efficiently, and work far better than anything you'd find in the drugstore. This isn't just a chance thing from person to person. These are very reliable medicines. They work on just about everybody. I'm not sure. I believe you're in Washington State. Well,
yes.
Here in California, our Chinese medicines are available in almost all natural food stores here, including all Whole Foods markets and Wild Oats markets. So people are beginning to discover these Chinese cold medicines. They've been around for a long time, and it's hard to believe that they could work as well as they do. But once you try them, you're astounded as to how well it works. They don't make you sleepy. They don't make you groggy. And there are hundreds of different cold formulas in Chinese medicine. I haven't tried every one of them, but every single one of them that I have tried clearly works. So, in fact, many people think that the Chinese actually cured the common cold about 1798. That was when the formula for Yin Chao was published. Yin Chao refers to a very famous formula. Yin refers to Jin Yin Hua, honeysuckle, and Chao is Lian Chao, forsythia. So this is actually the honeysuckle forsythia clean toxin formula. If you take this formula, it's available in tablet form, at the onset of a cold, it's pretty well assured that you're not going to get the cold. That is, if you take enough of it soon enough, and you'd mentioned traveling on the airplane.
Right.
Whenever I travel anywhere, I take Yin Chao before leaving for the airport. So by the time I arrive in the terminal, where we've got germs from Oklahoma mixed with germs from Canada, you know,
sure,
everywhere.
Sure, can come from anywhere.
You're already somewhat protected. And we take it every 3 hours throughout the journey, and we take it the following day when we get there. And you can't believe the number of times that patients have said to me, I went with a party to France, and everybody got sick except me. I took Yin Chao, and I was the only person who didn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So one just hears this over and over again, and it's just amazing to me why you don't see anything about it in the press. You see things about echinacea, about golden seal. All kinds of claims are made for Western herbal remedies, but none of them are even in the same league with these Chinese herbal remedies. Yin Chao is just one of them. Another is called Gan Mao Ling. A third is called Zong Gan Ling. There are many of these remedies, and they're absolutely safe, by the way. We give them to pregnant women, to nursing mothers. And if you actually want to understand the validity of Chinese herbal medicine, this is a good place to begin, because they work on virtually everybody, and they work in a short period of time. So until you've experienced this, it's very hard to believe that herbs can work as well or better than drugs, and just as fast and just as potently. But this is a good place to begin. In fact, colds account for probably half of visits to the doctor in the United States. And when
yes.
you get to the doctor and ask about a cold, they have nothing for you, essentially.
That's true.
I mean, they'll prescribe antibiotics sometimes, which is about, as you probably know, the worst thing that they can do, as it creates we're no longer, we can, can't use them anymore because bacteria develop immunity to the antibiotics. But that the Chinese remedies, that doesn't happen with the Chinese remedies. And they work just astoundingly well. And I hope all your listeners can seek these remedies out and try them, because if they did, no one would need to go to the doctors anymore for a cold.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that
true.
Would take a tremendous amount of pressure off the doctor. And the doctor might actually have enough time to spend a few minutes with you or to see you for different complaints and give you a little bit more time.
Now, what if somebody's already got it?
Well, we do have remedies for that. Yin Chao is used at the first sign of a cold,
okay,
or if you're going to be exposed to a cold. The remedy Zhang Gan Ling, or there are many, many others, are what you take for a more advanced cold. That is, I mean, for example, Yin Chao will help at almost any stage of the cold, but Zhang Gan Ling will relieve, I mean, severe symptoms, body aches, fever, chills, severe sore throat, swollen glands, nasal congestion, headache. It will take all of these symptoms down usually in about 40 minutes.
Wow.
And the key is you have to take enough, and the dosages of the herbs tend to be larger than we're used to in the West. So when I tell a person, well, you're going to have to take three tablets three times a day, they say, what, 9 pills a day? I usually just take 1 pill a day. Well, if you want herbs to work as well as drugs, you just simply have to take enough. And when you think about it, 9 pills a day is just only a few grams of medicine. It
mm-hmm.
really isn't that much. But we're going to have to adjust our way of thinking to be able to take the right doses of these herbs. And dosage is very, very important. So it's very important that a person take enough medicine.
That is something that I think many times we're not really paying attention to. Now, you talk about the five phases. You have the 14 channels. The five phases is relative to the five elements of the earth, the five virtues. And there's a lot of good detail in your book that people go through. But you also have in Chinese medicine, which I know many of my listeners have heard some previous guests on the show, that will say everything that is affected in the body has an emotional link to it. And you talk about how sometimes, you know, anger can create problems with the heart. Also, you talk about a patient that might be very, very tired and they've got these tremendous black circles under their eyes. And I can remember seeing a relative that I became very concerned with because the skin underneath their eyes was very, very yellow, and I knew it either had to do with the pancreas or the liver. And I looked at that, and it has since abated. But the body gives signals. It gives signs of things that are wrong. Tell us a little bit about these real dark circles under the eye. You know, some people are born with this coloration under their eyes, genetically.
Well, if a person was born with it, we wouldn't pay as much attention to it as if it came on acutely,
right,
or came on during their life. That's just one sign or symptom. Dark circles under the eyes may be an indication of a kind of deficiency in Chinese medicine. You know, in the West, we've just discovered deficiencies. We have vitamins and supplements. It's something we've discovered in the last 100 years. But the Chinese invented the idea of deficiency and supplementation thousands of years ago. They've become very sophisticated about doing it. Circles under the eyes might be an indication of something which we would, the terms may be confusing, but I'll try to explain. What I like to say is it might be an indication of low batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Chinese medicine is about energy. We use
right.
the word qi, Q-I or C-H-I, to refer to it, but it's all about energy. And there are different kinds and qualities of energy in our body, the kind that we... And so this is named in various ways. So the kind of energy that we get from food, for example, we refer to in Chinese medicine as the spleen qi, or the spleen energy. And the kind of energy that we store in our body, like our batteries, if we could say that, would be the kidney qi. So dark circles under the eyes, according to Chinese medicine, show a deficiency of kidney qi. In other words, they show the person's batteries are low. So a lot of these words tend to sound confusing at first. In the book, I think we explain some of them, and we explain a little better what they mean. They sound confusing and poetic and mystical. Actually, they're pretty concrete, and they refer to things that we grasp easily in our lives. I mean, we can understand the concept that we have stored energy in our body, and we can understand how that can get depleted. So next time you see a person with dark circles under their eyes that have developed, you understand that they have depleted some of that energy. And that depletion can be supplemented as long as we understand the quality of the energy that's been depleted. Then we can replace it using certain herbs. And acupuncture may be helpful as well.
Well, there are so many different herbal medicines that you talk about in here. And again, the yin xiao, you have information on that. You say that should be in everyone's car, their purse, or their pocket, you know, just to have it, like you said a moment ago, just to be able to have it on hand if you should be traveling or something else. Because that's something I'm definitely interested in. Now, the xiao yao san, and that's H-S-I-A-O-Y-A-O-S-A-N, said, you say here that many of your teachers believe that this formula is one of the greatest gifts Chinese medicine has bestowed upon the West.
That's right.
Why?
Because it's about stress. And all my Chinese teachers were all amazed when they moved to the West as to how stressful life was here. That there were so many choices that had to be made over here and so many pressures in life. That a lot of our illness and diseases are related to this stress. Now, according to Chinese medicine, a lot of this stress, particularly stresses due to loss or fear of loss or memory of loss, not being able to say what you want to say or do what you want to do, these stresses result in a constraint of energy in the chest. And what happens when the energy, the qi, becomes constrained, in other words, tight in the chest, it affects the organs in the chest, underneath the body. And most people don't feel that their chest is tight, but when this occurs, the patient is usually diagnosed as depressed. In other words, when we become constrained in the chest, nothing goes in, nothing goes out. It's a defensive mechanism. What Xiaoyao San does, or we call it free and easy pills do, is it uses an herb called Bupleurum, or Chai Hu, to release the qi of the chest, to open the chest. And when that occurs, people feel emotionally better. They feel less depressed, and eventually they will sleep better and feel less anxious as well. So that's why this medicine may be the most valuable to Americans, because we lead such a stressful life, and we have nothing in our medical vocabulary that does this. All the drugs that we use to treat mental disorders, they treat it as if these were disorders of the brain. And these chemicals adjust brain chemistry to kind of simulate normalcy. The Chinese herbs, free and easy in particular, we don't feel it works on the brain. We feel it opens the chest. And when the chest is open, emotions can pass in and out. And the shen, which is another interesting concept, is made to feel secure. Now, shen, which we take on here, we started the shen clinic, and I go by the name Dr. Shen, is a very interesting word in Chinese medicine. It's a medical word. And what shen means is, well, it could be translated as God, or it could be translated as spirit. This is the part of us that is beyond ordinary reality. And when the shen, and we say the shen resides in the heart or resides in the chest. So constraint of energy due to loss or other factors in our lives eventually create an agitated state in the chest, and the shen becomes, we say, not comfortable there. And almost all mental illnesses that are diagnosed in various ways, psychosis, depression, insomnia, all these begin with the shen in the chest, in other words, in the heart being affected. So free and easy pills will begin to tackle that. And so they represent a tremendous great resource for people who suffer from depression and anxiety. And so that's why we say it's so valuable.
Well, your book has so much practical information in it. Let me ask you a question. If someone wanted to find a Chinese practitioner that they could work with, and this is something that many people I know that I've spoken with are very open to, and of course your book is a marvelous, marvelous way to read, to get some understanding, and you've talked about certain stores, like in California, that in their product lines they do have the Oriental medicines, and you clearly describe all of it. But how would they go about finding someone? How would they know that someone is really qualified?
Well, it depends on what state they live in, because each state has different laws governing the practice of acupuncture. No state has any law whatsoever governing the practice of Chinese herbal medicine, other than that in California and New Mexico, acupuncturists take examinations that include parts on Chinese herbs. So the California acupuncturists and acupuncturists in New Mexico in particular, and quite a few in the Northwest as well, are familiar with Chinese herbs as well as acupuncture. I think if I were looking for someone, what I would do is I would either go online and type in acupuncture plus my location, or consult the Yellow Pages and find the acupuncturist. And then I would interview them and question them and find out which of the acupuncturists also have background in Chinese herbs. Because in this country, we're very familiar with acupuncture. California acupuncture is almost mainstream. I mean, insurance covers acupuncture in California, and even the state Medi-Cal covers acupuncture in California. But almost no one covers Chinese herbs. So I would interview these acupuncturists and ask them which ones have background in training in Chinese herbs, and then try them out. And if you have the luxury of having more than one practitioner, you may try several out until you find someone who is simpatico with you, who you feel good about. And that's how I go about it.
I know that, and this is a little bit of a digression, but not much, there was a Tibetan lama, medical lama, that came to the United States, and I don't remember what year this was, but medical physicians in the West were just laughing up their sleeves because they didn't believe that this person could just walk into a room and be able to make a diagnosis, and they put all kinds of people in front of him, and invariably his diagnoses were so excellently done, and he just did his examinations as he would normally do. But their training was so thorough, it took them years before they were allowed to practice. And it really stunned the medical association. They couldn't quite understand why this was the case. And what you shared with us today, the little bit we've been able to talk about, is the reality that this has been around a long time. And I think, as you said earlier, too often we assume that people do not know certain things. And I made the statement about the mercury because I believe it was the first emperor that died from mercury poisoning. So I don't know how they came to know how toxic it was, but eventually that caused him to go mad.
Well, trial and error, probably, how we learn the properties of things in the West. Remember, in China, throughout all these millennia, there have been various famines that have come, and during that time, people ate just about everything. Besides, herbalists are always out to try to cure themselves, and they're always trying different things. So it's a little easier for me to understand how we understand the properties of these substances. And over 4,000 years of practice, one gets pretty skilled at it. And we have to remember, Chinese medicine is not a folk medicine. It's not a folk medicine would be a medicine in the oral tradition, a kind of simple herbal medicine where you would take, for example, one herb for one problem. Say, if you in Western herbal medicine, if you had a stomach ache, you might be told to take one particular herb, say mint or chamomile or something like that. But Chinese medicine is dependent on a diagnosis, and that diagnosis needs to be made according to the principles of Chinese medicine. And when that, only until that's done can prescriptions be written. Now, you have to remember, these people were writing prescriptions and dispensing pills 4,000 years ago. You know, when our ancestors in the West were jumping around the fire. So, and you have to understand, I don't want to sound racist, but Chinese people are very intelligent.
Yes, they are.
And you have to, I don't understand why people wouldn't think that it works. I mean, do they think that the Chinese people are dull, that they would spend 4,000 years developing something that didn't work, that they would spend their hard-earned money on something that really had no effect? I think that people should give Chinese people more credit than that.
Well, I think it is an understanding of a culture that is so ancient that many times we are not aware. Like you said, they designed the pill long before we did. They were the forerunners of inventions long before we were. Now, Joel, what is your website?
My website is www.drshen.com. That's D-R-S-H-E-N as in Nancy, .com.
Wonderful. So go to his website. His book is great. It's a must if you have a library on keeping well. A library of material, you must have this to it. A Patient's Guide to Chinese Medicine, Dr. Shen's Handbook of Herbs and Acupuncture. My guest has been Joel Harvey Schreck. Thank you so much, Joel, for being my guest today.
And thank you, Donna.
It's been my pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We've got lots of good things to share. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Pretty well. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net. Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthoteb.net.
Hi, this is Donna. Boy, it feels good to be back home. It was just great being up in Alaska. I absolutely enjoyed it, as I always do. It's just such a magnificent place. But, whoo, the temperature started dipping down again, so I'm glad I'm home in the warm northwest. Instead of 5 degrees, we're all the way up to a balmy 40. It felt like a heat wave when I stepped off the plane last night. Hey, telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, these are the toll-free numbers for you to call into, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Also worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And hey, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. After that, let me give you whatever I have in the way of information, because that's one of the things I like to do, is be an information resource for you. So again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Oh boy, we've got the Pacific Northwest Women's Show that's coming up the end of March, the last weekend in March, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. So I hope you gals will go ahead and put your stuff together, carpool with your best friends, and come on out for any one of the days, or all 3 days. It's absolutely going to be dynamic. And I just learned something this morning. I got a call, and my booth, instead of being 406, is 407. What they found is in their diagram laid out, it's in the same location as it normally is, but they just made a shift and a change. So that is going to be going on. And we've just got so many things happening. And don't forget, we've got the Donna Sebo Show being featured on stage on the 27th. And that is going to be exciting because we have five fabulous guests that are going to be with us. And it is going to be dynamic. We're going to be talking about relationships. You'll have a chance to talk with these fabulous ladies. We're going to talk about working with money. We're going to be talking about education. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. So you'll have a chance to meet me, to meet my guests, and also to be able to interact. It's terrific. And then I am going to be in booth 407, and I'm still looking for one other person to help me out on Friday. So if there's any of you out there that are listening and would like to be a part of the show and would like to be able to come on in, I'd love to have you assist me. So anyway, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, and we're pulling the workshop together on the 25th of April. That's going to be a Saturday, 10 to 4. And that is all going to be about mind vision. That's right. Mind vision. Empowering you up for this year. So you're going to be able to be more together with yourself. And also, we're going to be working a lot more on how you can develop your own intuitive processes so they can work for you. And that's what's going to be happening. Boy, it's amazing how these days go by. It's hard for me to believe the women's show is just in a couple of weeks. Amazing. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. Now, I have got a recipe here, and it is by a woman, Louise, of Fredericksburg, Pennsylvania. And it's a chopped salad. And I thought, wow, you know, things like this sometimes are so good to eat just because they're quick, they're easy. You know what? If you go to potlucks, this might be something that's just perfect for a potluck because people are really paying more and more attention to the types of foods that they're eating, and they want stuff that's going to not make their bellies bulge and their hips spread. They want to have food that tastes good, and it's also good for them. So I'll be sharing that with you. It's real, real easy. And then I wanted to talk to you for a minute about mummies. Oh, yes. Aren't they interesting? Well, we, of course, throughout our studies in history, especially when we go into Egyptian history, mummies are, well, they've been around a long time. And now, because of technology, we're trying to figure out more and more about what their lifestyles were like. What did they eat? What did they die from? Did they have the same problems we do? Well, the truth is, most of them did. You know, to the best of our knowledge, to what we've been able to discover so far, mummies have been around for more than 5,000 years, but they are really discovering how much poor nutrition attributed to the deaths of people. Now, in our world today, we'd say, well, gee, Donna, that's nothing new. But it's amazing how, when you think in our modern world, with people getting rickets today, having more bone problems than maybe we've had in quite a while. What's going on? Well, people have forgotten something so simple as cod liver oil. It was given to children when they were young to alleviate rickets. And it's the D vitamin, it is B vitamins, it is C vitamins, and it has long been known whenever you're in the far, far north, if you don't get enough of certain nutrients because you don't have the sun, you're not as healthy. You know, one of the healthiest areas in the United States is Hawaii. Why? Well, you've got just about an ideal situation. You've got the average temperatures in the 70s. Once in a while it gets up there. You've got trade winds, lots of sunshine. It's an environment that encourages you to relax because if you're nuts enough to work in the afternoon, you deserve to have the sunstroke. I mean, it's just the type of environment that says, hey, take it easy. It's just one of those things that people there exercise more, they get outside more, and they participate in activity more that is going to involve interaction with other people. And all of that is conducive to wellness. Well, with the mummy, they have found vitamin C deficiencies, they found syphilis, they found tuberculosis. And there is a Swiss mummy project in Zurich, and they are doing such investigations regarding these old, old forms as magnetic resonance imaging, and they're able to go and see inside of the mummies, where before they couldn't, they'd have to take them apart. But now they don't have to disturb them. And they're analyzing DNA regarding genetic relationships and also diseases, as I just mentioned. Now, there are so many that have turned up in China, South Africa, and Greece. And we may say, well, why is it they're noticing them there? Well, think about the temperature. It's not humid, it's not moldy, it is not damp, it's dry, and it's hot. So it is conducive to preserving whatever might be buried. And apparently last August, there were archaeologists that found a mummy in Lima, Peru. Now they know it's at least 1,700 years old, could be older, but it was wrapped in cotton and llama wool textile. And they said they found hair of mummified remains in northern Chile that said they discovered that people were using psychoactive plants. And then, recently, there was a woman's mummy discovered in a sarcophagus in Greece, and they found that this mummy had been embalmed under Roman rule. So it's just fascinating what we're able to learn about our ancestors, if you will, and the things that they had to confront. And so many of them are facing the exact same things that we're facing today. Nothing new about any of it. So just remember that there are a lot of things that we think are new, but not really. Good nutrition, wellness, is always something that we want to focus on. Because let's face it, if you're not healthy, then you're not going to be so happy. And Lord knows you're not going to be sassy at all, because you're not going to be feeling up to it. So just bear in mind, take care of yourself, be good to yourself, and remember that you don't have to not enjoy good health. You can do it, but you have to be aware. It's up to you to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to be able to do it for you. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And that is worldwide, so anybody could call in from anywhere. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Janelle Barlow. A complaint is a gift. Do you think that could be the case? Believe me, it can be. And then Teresa Tapp, hey, she's going to be back from all kinds of adventures, and we're going to be sharing how you can stay fit and fabulous in 15 minutes. Oh, it's so exciting to be around Teresa. It's always great to know how you can keep in shape. And I'll tell you what, I just love it whenever I go to places and say, wow, what have you been doing? You just look so good. And go, detail. That's what I've been doing. Plus, paying attention to other things. And then, Widows Wear Stilettos, Carol Brody Fleet. This is a wonderful book for anyone that has lost a loved one. This is a must read. So we're going to be talking about that. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Betty Tisdale. She has just come back from Vietnam, and we'll be talking with Betty to find out what adventure she had, what work she's been doing with children. Betty has been a guest on my show before. This is a lady who is in her middle 80s. She travels over to Vietnam rescuing orphans, finding them homes. Just a great gal with a fabulous, fabulous story. So we're going to be talking to these wonderful people this coming week. And, oh, we've got so many other neat individuals lined up. You're not going to want to miss any of it. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Event Center. Show information at nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sivo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sivo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sivo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sivo. Hey, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, and that's our worldwide number. Okay, if you got a pad of paper and a pen handy, here is Sophie's Chopped Salad. Now, this is something, again, it's very light, it's very easy to fix, and it's great if you want to, you know, maybe just, like, still, depending on where you are in the country, it might be nice just to have something to go along with a hot cup of soup. But it really is easy, easy, easy to fix. And if you're going to have company, and during those months that you want something tasty, it's great in the warm winter months as well. So you get plenty of protein out of this. You're going to find that it's heart healthy on so many levels, and it's real simple to make. Now, for the dressing, to go over all the ingredients, I'm going to give that to you first. You're going to need 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, 1 heaping teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1 heaping teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and you might want to try the country Dijon to have a little bit of a different taste if you like country Dijon. And then 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground salt pepper, and 1/2 cup of your favorite oil. And then you whisk that all together, and that you just put to the side. And this is what you need for the salad. You're going to need 3 cups of romaine lettuce, and you chop it finely. And then you're going to need 2 ripe beefsteak tomatoes. You want to seed them. You want to chop those up finely. And then you have 1/2 cup of rinsed and drained canned red beans, and 1/2 cup of canned, rinsed and drained chickpeas, and 1/2 cup of your favorite olives. If you like the black, you like the green, whatever is your favorite, have that. Of course, you want them pitted, and you want to chop them up. So you need 1/2 cup of the beans, the red beans, the chickpeas, and your olives, and then 3/4 cup of a Monterey Jack cheese. You want to cube that up. 3/4 cup of white cheddar cheese. You want to cube that. And if you like it like we do, real, real sharp cheese, then you can get that. And that comes in white or yellow. And then you might want to have some of those crunchy, crunchy blue corn chips to go along with it, and perhaps some chives. Sometimes people don't like to have the raw onions in the salad, but that's your choice. Now, as I said, you've already whisked your dressing together, and you take your lettuce, your tomatoes, your beans, everything, put them all together in a big bowl, and then just pour the vinaigrette that you've got over it, mix it thoroughly so it's all nicely coated, and you can garnish it with a blue chip, serve it with a blue chip, however you want it to do it. But it serves about 4 to 6 people, so if it's the main course, it would go to 4, and if you just want it as a little side something or other, it can be a serving for 6. But it's easy, tasty, and you know what? Try different cheeses. Try different beans. Try different items. You might even want to throw in a little bit of corn, or if there's some other vegetables that you really enjoy, you might want to toss a little bit of it in. And the vinaigrette is just right. It's just got that right kind of spice. Anyway, Donna Sebo here. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be learning why complaint is a gift. Janelle Barlow is going to be my guest. And quick like a bunny, we've got some information about money that I thought I would share with you. And give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. You know what? We need to realize as tax time comes up, that's right, April the 15th is going to be time for the tax master. Well, just know that this kind of a tradition has been going on for thousands of years. Yes, it goes back at least 5,000 years. You know how far back and then some? Well, the Egyptians started paying taxes in goods and labor thousands of years ago. That's right, over 5,000 years ago. And who knows when or where else it was going on. Well, this is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a fabulous day. And just know, no matter where you are, when your light shines, the world can't help but glow. This is Donna Sebo. See you right here back at CBSRadio.com. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.